Poem. Today's Daf Yomi is Chun Daf Zayin Chun 7 on the bottom of Zayin Omid Aleph, on the bottom of 7a. The Gemara takes up the topic which it had been discussing the last couple of days, which is something that the Gemara mentioned, that the behemoson shel tzadikim, that through the animal of a righteous person, in a kodesh baruch hu mevi tako al yadam, a person that Hashem will not even allow either the animal to sin or a sin to befall the owner of the animal if the person is really righteous. And the Gemara gives an example of this. Gemara wants to know, how do we know this incident? The Gemara gives the example from the donkey of Pinchas ben Yair. So says the Gemara, what does it mean, these animals of the righteous? This is the donkey of Pinchas ben Yair. Because one time, Pinchas ben Yair, havika azil with pidyon shvuyim, one time he was walking to do the great mitzvah of redeeming captives. There were Jews who were captured, and he went to redeem them. Pagabei Begin Ai Nahara. So he, on his path, he encountered a river whose name was Ginai. So Pinchas ben Yair said, Amrei Ginai. He said to the river, he spoke to the river, Chalukui Meimach, divide up for me your water of Evor Bach, and so that I can pass through the river. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu had done it, so now Pinchas ben Yair wanted to divide the river. So the river responded, Amrei, the river responded, Ata Oecha Asos Ritzon Koncha, you're going to do the will of your Creator, Vani Oecha Asot Ritzon Koni, and I'm going to do the will of my Creator. But Ata Safek Oseh, and Safek Yato say, about you, there's a doubt whether or not you're going to do it. About me, there's no such doubt. Because Ani Vaday Oseh, because God created me, and all the rivers need to flow to the sea. So I'm for sure going to do it. So therefore, I don't want to split my waters when it's only a doubt that you're going to be able to do it. So first of all, how can rivers talk? Tosfos points out that maybe this wasn't the actual river talking, it was the angel of the river. Another possibility Tosfos suggests is that Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair was just imagining what the river was saying and was trying to convince the river to split. The other question that arises here is, we know that there's a concept that if a person puts their whole heart and soul into the mitzvah, and then in the end that an accident befalls them and they're unable to do it, that they get the reward for having done it. So if that's the case, Pinchas ben Yair should have received the reward for the mitzvah whether or not the river split. So why is the river say to him, it's a doubt whether or not you're going to do it? So the clever answer that they give to that is that Pinchas ben Yair, the river answered to Pinchas ben Yair, Mimon of Shach, one way or the other, I don't have to split, because if you put your whole heart and soul into it, well, then you've already fulfilled the mitzvah, and then you don't need me to break it. And if you want to say that you want to actually do the full mitzvah in reality, not just to have the intent to do it, well, then it's just a doubt whether or not you're going to do it. So at this point, the Gemara continues with the story, and the Gemara says that Pinchas ben Yair convinces not only the river to split for him, but also there was another person there who was carrying wheat for Pesach to make matzos, and Pinchas ben Yair convinces the river to split for that person as well. And then there was just a regular Arab merchant who was traveling with them, and Pinchas ben Yair said, you have to convince the river has to split for him too, so that, because this is, we don't want to leave the people who are coming with us on their journey, we don't want to leave them on their own. And so we see from here that not only did the river split for Pinchas ben Yair, not only did it split for the person doing a mitzvah, it also split, the river split for an Arab person, and that's a tremendous miracle. And it's the Talmud is saying that Hashem's miracles not only come on the Jewish people, but on all the Kol Yoshvei Tevel, on all the creatures, all the individuals of the world. So says Rav Yosef, Kamen Nafesh Gavar Mimoshe V'shitin Rivvan. Pinchas ben Yair is greater than Moshe and the 600,000 people, because there the sea only split one time, and here three times. So Gemara says, no, maybe here too it was just one time, but rather it means to say that he was like Moshe and the 600,000, because just like the river, the sea split for them, so it too split for him. Anyway, we get up to this part of the story with the donkey. So what happened was, Pinchas ben Yair came, he came to an inn. Ramuei sa'ari l'chamrei. They brought out barley for the donkey. V'lo achol. So Pinchas ben Yair's donkey refused to eat it. So what happened was, chavtinu, they tried to sift out. They thought that the owners of the hotel were figuring out that the donkey is not going to eat the barley because it's probably not clean. So they're sifting out the bad parts. But still, lo achol, he still didn't eat it. So nakrinu, so they went back and they did it again with their fingers. They finger sifted it. He still didn't eat it. So Reb Pinchas ben Yair says to them, Dilma Loma Asron. He said maybe you didn't tithe the barley first, and maybe that's why the donkey's not eating it. Indeed, Asrinu va'achol, they tithed the barley and the donkey ate from it. And so Rav Pinchas ben Yair said, Aniya zo holechas lasot ritzon koneh. This Aniya, and he referred to his donkey as an Aniya, like that was the term of affection that he used for it, and you are going to, you were trying to feed it Tevel, you were trying to feed it untithed produce. It wasn't for sure untithed, it was just a question of whether it was untithed, it was demai. And still, you were trying to feed this to the donkey, and so therefore, of course, the donkey was not going to eat it. So first of all, there's two ways to understand this, that the donkey prevented Pinchas ben Yair from sinning, and the other way to understand this is that the donkey itself didn't want to eat the untithed produce. So this is the concept of the donkey. What is this donkey doing here? So there's a couple of explanations. The Ben Yoyada says that Pinchas ben Yair recognized that this donkey was the Gilgal of an neshama. It was a soul that had, a human soul that had come back into the world, and it was for whatever reason it was placed into this donkey, and that's why it accepted upon itself the Midas Chasidus, this act of piety. Whereas the Arizal says, no, this donkey was on such a level, going back to the animals that were created in the Garden of Eden, and such animals are on an even higher level than human beings. So we see that there are some animals in this world that their souls are so spiritual that they're even on a higher level than human beings. That's the point of this story.